many children of God have asked for prayers of intercession. Let us quieten ourselves in prayer. The Lord protects you from all bad. He protects you your whole life. He also protects all your steps, your going and your coming, now and forever. A young lady asked the prayers on behalf of her own behalf, and that there would not be so much distress in the world. A young lady who would get away from her mental illnesses and freely believe. A mother asked for the prayers on behalf of her daughter, who has an unbelieving boyfriend, that she would see clearly, and that his boyfriend would receive the grace of repentance. A young lady on behalf of her young sister that she would receive believing friends and remain in faith. A young man asked that he would receive a place to study and believe in friends. A young brother wants to thank that God has, through the years, gave him power to live as a believer and given him believing friends. Lord, your gift I received in my young life. Watch my step. Take hold of my hand. Hope is clear on this road of life when you, God, guide us. Guide us. Many asked on behalf of their many children who have left the kingdom of God that they would receive the grace of repentance. A mother asked on behalf for prayers on her son who gave up his faith. A visitor here asked the prayers that she would be able to stop being bitter and hard towards believers. A sister that her friend would find God's kingdom during a time of visitation. A father asks for the prayers of his daughter and husband who have given up their faith, and that the Heavenly Father would help them find the road back. Many young mothers and other women ask for prayers for God's children on behalf of their families, friends, etc., that they would remain in faith. A lady on behalf of her own and her big brother, that they would remain in faith in the midst of temptations and falls. A young widow asked for the prayers of God's children that he would remain in faith in this difficult situation, and the financial and normal life would come back, and that the children would be part of the father's family. A widow asked, or thanks people who were by her side at a time of crisis. A mother asks for the prayers that her husband would come back and that the children would come home. The mother would give forgiveness to her husband and trusting God and his care, and that the love would come back to the marriage. A sister wants to thank that she has received the grace of repentance to return. And a visitor thanks those who travel on till the destination in faith. They will be crowned with the crown of life. Amen. I shall read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verse 11, the third portion. And our words are heard in Jesus' name, or in this way. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to the father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. So he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey and went into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in want. He went and joined himself to be a citizen of the country, and he sent him onto his fields to feed the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. But when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise, go to my father, and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the father said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fattened calf, because he hath received him sound and safe. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and instructed him. And he answered, said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son was came, which had devoured his living with harlots, and has killed him, the fatted calf, and he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet, and that we should make merry, and be glad, for your brother was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and was found. This text tells us about a father and two sons, a younger son and an older son. This young boy asked his father, or told his father, that give unto me that portion that belongs to me. And the father did as the son wished. Does his believing father know? Did the father know that the son was going to leave from that safe believing home into a far, far country? Did he know where he was going? At that time, when Christ lived here on earth, there were not such telecommunications as we have today, that from one side of the world to another world, we can communicate in real time. And in this read portion that we, or the portion what we read, it explains that this young son had gathered his stuff together. Not many days went when he went to a far country, a foreign country, far away from the security of home. And what happened to this son? He lost everything that he received from his father in that foreign country. We do not know how much there was. We do not know how he went. He might have walked, or maybe ridden an ass. But it says that he lost all his stuff with righteous living. He did not live such a life as they lived in the father's home. And later in the text it says that in that country there was a mighty famine. When we think of what happened to this young son, young boy, was this famine, was it the work of God? It could have been. It surely was. The boy became distressed and began to remember that in my father's home, that the slaves had bread, but before all, in that father's home, there was a living gospel. Not slaves, but servants. we could think. We could think that at this time the gospel was not no longer precious to this younger son, for he wanted to move away, try out his own experiences and see how far it would carry him. But the Heavenly Father loved this boy. Put into that country where he was living such a time that there was not enough bread. And before all, the Father in that foreign country, there was not that gospel which was in the Father's home, in that secure home. But the boy went to that faraway country. And as it says here later, as we read and heard, that he went to work with a citizen of that country and sent him into his field to feed the swine. And this young man, that he had to eat the food that was fed to the pigs or swine. And you know, brothers and sisters who have taken care of swine, it is not very good to look at the food they eat. It's food that has been put in a garbage. I remember when I was a young man and I was studying agriculture, and we had to feed the swine. It did not smell bad, but it was not pleasant to look at. This is what the boy would have ate if he would have been given it. No man gave unto him. The young man became very distressed and began to think that this happened. Is this going to happen in this foreign country, that I will die of lack of food? And I remember my father's home, that even the servants had enough bread. And before all, what they had. He gets a desire to return to his father's home. There was a living gospel that comforted and refreshed this young man years before. And he decided that I will return to my father's home and tell unto my father, and tell my father I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. It was the will of the Heavenly Father that the famine came into that country, that The conscience of this boy became awakened and noticed on what road he was. That at the destination of this road, there's nothing good awaiting. He will die of hunger. And something else yet. His spiritual death. When he had no longer had living faith. And he decided that he will leave the far country to his father's home and confess to his father that, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in front of you. I read these earlier, or the prayers of intercession. There were many prayers. That there were many prayers were aimed at many people, many young people who have left God's children, the Heavenly Father, that the Heavenly Father would awake before it comes too late and return to this kingdom of grace. We know this. Whether young or old, returns to the Father's home and can believe as a prodigal son or daughter their journey. There's joy for him who returns. There's joy like here for the father and mother. And this young that there's joy in heaven when one there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. This young man decided he will return to his father's home. This believing father probably prayed to the Heavenly Father, sighs sent to the Heavenly Father, the dear Father, please return my dear son from the foreign country before evening comes. And a father at home notices from far away that his son is coming. What did this believing man say or do? He runs to his son. And even as he preaches the forgiveness of sins or the gospel to him immediately, he did not complain, did not become angry, and so it is even today in God's kingdom that when an unbelieving person comes into God's kingdom, that does God's grace belong to him? We don't ask, what did you do in a foreign country? But we preach the forgiveness of all sins, unbelief, and all the fruits in Jesus' name and precious blood. Just as his believing father did. He said unto his servants, bring the best robe onto him, put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. Let us eat and be merry, for my son was dead, and he is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they killed a fattened calf, then started the celebration in that home. But this elder son, who had stayed in his father's home, he did not like what had happened. He complained to his fathers that many years I served you, and you have never given me a fattened calf so that I could have celebrated with my friends. And complained to his father. And you allowed them to kill a fattened calf when he returned from a foreign country. As it says here, that with the harlots he lost everything he had. The father tries to tell the older son and explain or instruct and says that which is mine is also yours. Is it not so today? Isn't it not even today that if some person receives the grace of repentance, enters God's kingdom, these righteous, self-righteous people start to complain that he has done that and that. He had fallen into such a sin and such a sin. And now you are celebrating as a great victor and a great master. A person does not see that he has his own sins forgiven, unforgiven, but looks at only others' doings. It is the work of this world. Could we say in this way, put a stick in the nose of the believer? We know that our journey is very lacking. We easily fall, but nevertheless, from God's grace, that God carries us in this kingdom, when we are obedient to God's word and God's instruction, we do not journey in that way. As someone said, I know that I know you do not have to instruct me. I am a believer, or I am a Christian, even though I believe differently than you. Unfortunately, there are these that we run into today. There are many different religions, and all instruct in their own way. They only believe that which they wish to hear. They only believe upon their own understanding. But is it not so tonight, brother and sister? We wish to listen, to hear the mouth of the Lord that is revealed unto us in God's kingdom, from God's kingdom. And we ask from God the power, asking that we would be, that we would have the strength to journey with the other believers, being obedient to the instruction of God's word tonight, this Sunday evening. You, dear brother and sister, you can remain believing as a bad, holy, and sinfulness and sinful. Often it feels that is it possible that I am a believer? That I am journeying towards heaven. It is so. No matter how you feel, in us we always feel that we will not be preserved with our strength. And it is good that the Heavenly Father has always come to the weak and the poor, though to those, for those who trust in their own power, they do not travel or wish to travel with this flock, this kingdom. You can, no matter where you are sitting, uplift your heart to believe. All sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. When you believe in this way, on the last day, you will only be asked for that faith that you have believed. And your faith will be changed to seeing, and from hope into fulfillment. You can enjoy this. You, dear children, tonight, who are listening now, who are listening through the internet or through the radio, you were not able to come here to our summer celebration because of some temporal reason, whether it be sickness or no matter what. To you, you can also receive these greetings. You can uplift your heart to believe, all your sins forgiven, all doubts, temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I also would wish to ask that I came so empty and tempted to this place that can I yet believe my own sins forgiven. I wish to believe in this way together with this congregation in this way, in the grace, care of God. In Jesus' name, amen.